This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, alhamdulillah, salatu wassalamu ala rasulillah, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa ala. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to our class of akhlaq. Today, inshallah, we'll discuss the akhlaq of the Muslim with his wife and the akhlaq of the Muslimah with her husband. After we spoke about the akhlaq of the Muslim with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the akhlaq of the Muslim with himself, the akhlaq of the Muslim with his parents and with his children. Now we're moving to another important relation, which is the marriage between the husband and the wife. Today, inshallah, we'll start with the Islamic ruling on marriage, and then the nature of marriage, and then we'll speak about the husband, and then we'll speak about the wife, and we'll conclude, inshallah, after that. Now, if you notice, when we discuss marriage and the ruling of marriage, we say that it is a contract. Marriage is a contract. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that in the Quran. وَأَخَذْنَا مِنْكُمْ مِيثَاقًا غَلِيظًا. It's not only a contract, it's a covenant. And it's not any regular covenant, it's a solemn covenant. That's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran. So it is a contract. Plus, in addition to the contract, it is also ibadah. It is a type of worship. And that's why some scholars put the chapter of nikah, of marriage, after the ibadat, after hajj. And then, after the marriage, they mention the rest of the transactions, the financial transactions. Why? Because it is a transaction. This is a contract between the husband and the wife. Even nowadays, it's still, say, marriage contract. Aqd zawaj. So it is a contract. Other scholars, they said it is after the chapter of financial transactions. Because financial transactions between people, and then this transaction, it is with another party, but also it is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, this is very important because you need to remember this when you're dealing with your wife or when the wife is dealing with her husband, that you're not only dealing with that person, you're dealing with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is very important. Now, unfortunately, many people, they don't realize that it is a contract. Contract means there are terms and there are rulings that you have to adhere to. And for the other students on the weekend, I asked them to mention or to list the most important things. Imagine you are told to write a contract, marriage contract. What would be the exemplary, the perfect terms for this contract? What would you like to add for both parties? Now, all these things are in the religion, but they are not mentioned. That does not mean you don't have to adhere to them. Like, one thing, can you humiliate your wife? Can you humiliate her? Why you are hesitated? No. Can you do any oppression of any type? No. The same thing for the wife. This is known, but it's not written. Yet how many people, they do oppression? How many people, they do injustice to their wives or the wives to their husbands? So why don't we remember that? When there is an issue between the husband and the wife. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَهُنَّ مِثْلُ الَّذِي عَلَيْهِنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. They have rights the same as they have obligations. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلِلْرِجَالِ عَلَيْهِنَّ دَرَجَةً. And there is a higher degree for men. So, if you were told to write a contract, what would be the best terms to be written that you want every husband and wife to remember? Yes. To obey Allah and fear Him. That's good, but that's, again, that's general, very general statement. We need few things specific. Because every husband and every wife would say, I obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Actually, she may accuse the husband that because of him, she cannot obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes. Mutual respect. That's good, and that's also important. But how? Yes. That's good, like using good words. Now again, this could be also general, but we know, is you are full, is this a good word? Of course not. So we start from saying this, using good words. What else? But again, I'm asking for the most important things. Now, is this like top priority? Yes. Kindness. Every husband would say, I am kind to my wife, but she is the evil. Or every wife would say the same thing. But that's good. Like, see, if you mention these things like kindness, mutual respect, fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you mention them and keep them, every time there is something happens, we agreed on this. That's the reality of this. That's how it should work. But unfortunately, once there is a problem, we forget everything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminded us, وَلَا تَنْسَوُ الْفَضْلَ بَيْنَكُمْ. Forget not the things that you did to each other, the favors that you did to each other. So I asked them, do you want to do it as a homework? I asked them to mention five things, five important terms. Like my friend, to him, food was very important. So he agreed with his wife from the first day that every day she has to cook a new meal. Every day. Every single day. Yeah. I told him, what is that haram? That's too much. He said, no. It's well known that if I eat the second day food, the same food, second day, it won't be as delicious as the first day. I'm going outside to work, so she's inside. She doesn't work. I am working for her. So she has to cook. If she did not cook every day, she will be sleeping. I told him, mashallah, that's good. And she agreed. He said, yes. I said, fine, if you agreed. What do you think? Is that a good term? for husbands, that will be... But I told him, what if the food was not enough? He said, no, she cooks exactly what we eat. I told him, what if it was extra? He said, no, we... Alhamdulillah, it's working. They have been married for like now 4 years, and yeah. So what do you think? Is that a good term? Yes. Yeah, again, what was the point of stipulating this? What was the point? It's important to him. You know, that's why I really like what Shuraih rahimahullah said, the judge. When he was married, he asked, what do you like? What things do you like? So, or actually, his wife told him that. Though he was judge, but his wife was a wise woman. So she asked him, what things do you like? So I will do them. And what things you don't like? So I'll avoid them. If we did not agree from the beginning on things, how do I know that you don't like this? I may do it. But if we did not agree, it may happen. And that's why there are many problems. If we worked a little bit before marriage, everything would be okay. As long as you please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and please. That's good, but it doesn't work this way also. Why? Because she may please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the expense of your time, of lots of things. Why is this a problem? Because we don't have the correct balance. I'll give you an example. Every time you come home, she's reading Quran, or she's praying. You want to talk to her, she's reading Quran. Isn't she pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Would you like that? See, you cannot accept this term, like as long as you are pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I'm pleased with you. Right? That's why it's really, imagine like we want to do this project, really. We want to give like the exemplary marriage contract from ARIS students. Why not? But that's not the problem. The problem, who will listen to these terms and apply them? Yes. Yes, again, you have to agree. You have to agree. If you did not agree, then there is no point of mentioning these terms. However, there are terms that, regardless whether you agree or you don't agree, they have to be there. For instance, can the husband force his wife to work? He cannot. What if he said in the contract that I want you to work every month? This is null. If she agreed, that's fine. But what if she came later and said, I cannot? See, that's the problem when you want to enforce things that are not, or they are against Islam. But as long as you agree on things which are, in essence, allowed, that's fine.